nearly 5 to 9. Remember what the Americans used to call the French cheese-eating surrender monkeys? They picked it up from The Simpsons. Of course, they used it because France was so hostile to the invasion of Iraq. Well, how things have changed. Those same surrender monkeys have been showing a bit of aggression lately. Libya, Ivory Coast, they've been getting stuck in. Meaning what? A change in foreign policy? Well, I'm joined by Christian Rudeau, who is from Radio France, has written a book called L'Entente Glaciale about the frosty relationship between this country and France, and Professor Philip Bobbitt, Professor Philip Bobbitt, author, academic, former advisor to the United States government on national security issues. From the position of a detached observer, Philip Bobbitt, sort of detached, what do you think is happening?
Well, I think this is a wonderful step forward for NATO. This kind of cooperation among the leaders of NATO is something that many of us have hoped for a long time.
So you welcome it?
I do.
And you, Christian?
I mean, I haven't got personal view. What I can say is that the French people are quite skeptical about it. They think that there is a lack of finesse, a lack of greatness and grandeur in the way Nicolas Sarkozy is dealing with these issues. If you think about Libya, France wanted to be the first country to strike. And they are quite skeptical also. They are always afraid of being too close to America and Britain. So, I mean, there are question marks about the motives because obviously popularity ratings of Nicolas Sarkozy are not great, and there is this belief that he's trying to boost his popularity at the moment.
Generally speaking, Professor Bobbitt, does a president's popularity improve if he embarks on this sort of exercise? One can think of plenty of presidents in your case whose popularity has crashed because of it.
Only if it's a success. Mm-hmm. The public can be quite ruthless about this. And it is interesting that in both France and in the United States, there is very little popular support for this intervention.
Because?
I think because of Iraq, a certain weariness with interventions. Also because it doesn't seem to be going quite according to plan.
In what sense is it not going according to plan? Because I talked to the Foreign Secretary half an hour ago and he said, look, we saved a massacre, a potential massacre. The Gaddafi regime is weakening. And so therefore, he didn't quite use these words, but it is going according to plan.
Well, I think it is better that we have intervened than if we hadn't. I think that if there is public disillusion, it's because at first the rebels seem to be sweeping everything before them. Coalitional warfare is very complex and very difficult. I think this ultimately will be a success. And by the way, I think the role that Britain has played in bridging some of the differences between the Americans and the French has been underreported and underappreciated.
In what sense?
Britain has a relationship of trust with the United States, with the American leadership. And it can bring along otherwise a rather reluctant American administration.
But in this particular case, America went in at the beginning, did what it felt needed to be done, bombed from a great height, and then pulled out.
No, we haven't pulled out. I don't think that's quite fair.
Pretty much. You're not attacking anything. You're offering logistical support, but that's about it.
Well, that's not insignificant in a warfare of this kind.
No, but it's substantially different, isn't it? It's significantly different from getting involved in the war.
Well, we have been involved in ground strikes, and we still retain something like 40 aircraft capable of land strikes.
So
you may see them come back in a different role.
You think it's possible that they might come in?
I suppose anything is possible. We're not prepared to lose.
Mm. And Christian Rudeau, in France, what's the view of your intervention in Libya?
I think that the French believe that we are on the right side of the argument, as we were in 2003 when President Chirac decided not to intervene in Iraq. I think he was right. But there are, as I said, there are question marks, not only because there is this idea that Sarkozy is trying to make people forget about domestic issues, but also the French diplomacy was really taken off guard on Tunisia if you remember, the then foreign minister Michel Alliot-Marie even offered some help to the Ben Ali regime to give the so-called savoir-faire of France for policing the riots. So Sarkozy is keen to make people forget about that. And is it it's a case that he's trying to catch up with the events, and that's how it's perceived. And the common knowledge here in France is that there is a lack of clarity about French diplomacy at the moment.
Christian Rudeau and Professor Philip Bobbitt, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
And that's it from us. Our editors today were Agnes Rotsas and Kirsty McKenzie. Libby Purvis coming up next. John and me, goodbye.